Tom here with you this morning for Rural Focus, and it's time now to catch up with Amelia Millie Nolan from the Livestock Collective. Good morning, Millie.
Hi, Tom. How are you going?
Very well, Millie. How are you going?
I'm good, thank you. I'm keeping warm.
Yes, that's an important thing to do this time of year. So, yes, very important thing to do. How are things looking around that Kojin Up area at the moment?
Yeah, it's good. It's wet. I think we're about to get even more rain as well this week. So, probably a bit wet, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
What about where you are?
Yeah, no, about the same. It's very wet, very boggy, and yeah, we can just speak for pretty much a lot of the lower half of the state at the moment, I think. So we'll move on from that one, Millie, because I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. But what is what is really exciting is this morning, we're just having a quick chat with you before you head off to give a talk at the Wheatbelt Farmers Conference. This is Gen Ag 2021. It's a biannual Wheatbelt Farmers Conference held in Coolin, brought to you by the Coolin CRC in partnership with the Coolin Community Bank. They've got an awesome lineup of speakers who are going to be there today. Millie, you are one of them. What are you going to be talking to them about?
Well, Tom, the theme of the event is the spirit of sustainability. So we're talking about the spirit of sustainability in terms of community sentiment. So I'll give an update on what the Livestock Collective are up to and what we're hoping to achieve in the next, 6 to 12 months, and then talking about community engagement. So the public's perception and how we're trying to build public trust, basically.
Yeah, cool. No, it's awesome. And I love the theme. And I've heard that there's going to be quite a few other speakers there today, all giving their input there on what's going on in the industry at the moment. And just to touch on briefly, Millie, we've been catching up with different people from the, on behalf of the Livestock Collective, chatting with them who have done the Livestock Leaders course. And we've been chatting with some really interesting people all around Australia who have done these courses. And the feedback has been monumentally saying that it is an outstanding course, have taken away so much and applied it to their business, to their conversations, to their personal lives. They just absolutely love it. So that must be really great for you to be getting that kind of feedback.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty empowering, like, as the facilitator of these workshops, just to get all these people in the room and unite the supply chain and then get the feedback that the skills we're giving them are super transferable and actually helping them in their daily lives. It's very empowering.
So, Millie, we have to ask, is there going to be another Livestock Leaders course coming up in WA sometime soon?
Oh, I hope so, Tom. You better watch this space.
We are. No, I am watching the space. So, no, that's really good. But look, listeners, if you are, it's probably not too late. If you're in the Coolin area or you can get there, this event goes all day and it would be worth getting along for even part of it if you're able to. So if you have any questions, contact the Coolin Community Resource Centre, or you can just type in Gen Ag 2021 Wheatbelt Farmers Conference online. It'll take you to a Facebook page and you can find out the details from there. But it is kicking off. It's already started and it's going to be an absolutely jam-packed day. So Millie, thanks for having a quick chat with us this morning. All the best for your presentation.
Thanks, Tom. I'll need it.